The evening news always features many crime stories. This week, nighttime metal detectorists struck at one of Norfolk's historic sites. People living in Britannia Road have asked their MP to take action on antisocial behaviour. A mother who was mugged when she was out with her toddler a month ago still feels very vulnerable. A Norwich jeweller shut up shop and took his customers' rings with him. And Norfolk has been identified as the worst county for bird crime. Here is Tim with the first of these crime stories.
Nighthawk metal detectorists have struck again at one of Norfolk's historic sites, with their digging branded heartbreaking by the trust which protects the monument. Damage at St. Bennet's Abbey near Ludham was discovered by charity bosses. Detectorists had dug into the ground at the scheduled monument, which is in the care of Norfolk Archaeological Trust. Metal detectorists need permission from landlords to go metal detecting, and where a site is historically protected, as is the case at St. Bennet's Abbey, that permission would need to be given by the Secretary of State, so it's illegal to dig there. Natalie Butler, director of the Trust, which is responsible for 10 archaeological sites, said it was the latest occasion when one of its sites had been targeted. The matter has been reported to Norfolk Police, which the Trust works closely with to prevent such crimes. Amid a rise in heritage crime at its sites, the Norfolk Archaeological Trust recently announced its staff at Caister Roman Town would wear body cameras to help catch wrongdoers. People who spot people using metal detectors illegally are urged to call police on 999 if the crime is still in progress. People can also report anonymously to Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
People living in a Norwich Road, popular with those taking in views of the city, have met their MP to demand action on antisocial behaviour. Britannia Road folk have historically endured antisocial behaviour, particularly at the car park end, where cars congregate with loud exhausts and music. They say this has intensified recently, with a number of constituents contacting Chloe Smith directly on this issue. The MP for Norwich North said, "Speeding is a danger and the behaviour in general is an unreasonable burden for them to live with night after night." Having written to the leader of Norfolk County Council requesting urgent action, Miss Smith arranged a meeting with Norfolk Constabulary and those living nearby to find a way forward. Miss Smith added, "I am pleased with that the concerns of those in Britannia Road have been heard and will stay on the case to get these long-standing problems fixed."
A young mum who was mugged in a city park while visiting with her child still feels very vulnerable and now avoids the area. Police issued an appeal to the public for information after being called to reports of a robbery in Chapelfield Gardens on Tuesday, October the 11th. The 25-year-old mum's handbag was snatched sometime between noon and 12:30 p.m. that day. A gold bangle from her baby's birth, an iPhone 8 and around £150 worth of cash was inside the bag at the time. Norfolk Constabulary has confirmed inquiries are ongoing.
Customers have been left without thousands of pounds worth of their jewellery for months after a local trader shut up shop and seemingly disappeared without a trace. When Mark Gallagher closed the doors of Jack Barton Jewellers in Exchange Street, Norwich, in June, after decades of trading, He was holding on to necklaces, watches, and diamond rings which customers had asked him to sell for them on commission. But nearly 6 months later, and despite dozens of unanswered phone calls and text messages, many have not had their belongings back. And the phone number left on a handwritten note on the shop door has now been disconnected. Several notified the police, only to be told it is a civil matter. Norfolk Constabulary have now advised inquiries have been carried out and have failed to establish any criminal offence has been committed. After being contacted by this newspaper, Mr. Gallagher, 68, promised to return the items.
Norfolk has been identified as the worst county for the killing of birds of prey. Protected species continue to be illegally killed in high numbers, particularly in relation to land managed for game bird shooting, the RSPB has warned. Its Bird Crime 2021 report, published today, reveals 108 confirmed incidents of bird of prey persecution in the UK. The total includes 50 buzzards, 16 red kites and 7 peregrines, while rare hen harriers and white-tailed eagles continue to be affected. The majority were shot, trapped or poisoned. Birds of prey are protected by law under the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981.